6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
It's not exactly 8:50, but that doesn't matter because the actual time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin Ping the Dubious Goals Committee. It's really windy down here. Yeah, as the Weather Channel actually predicted, I can't believe they actually got a prediction right. It is windy today, again. Very windy, and I spent a lot of time trying to figure out which way the wind was blowing, thinking that maybe if we got down here in the creek, we could dodge the wind. But no, the wind is getting down here a little bit, and why did I have to come down into the creek today? To look for golf balls, because it was a nice warm day yesterday and there was no wind, and I thought, oh, a lot of people were probably golfing, and it's windy. And so I came down here today just real quick to do a golf ball check to see if anybody lost golf balls yesterday. And yeah, there's people golfing. There's at least four people golfing, and I'm getting right down into the creek bed right now. And yeah, we got golf balls. And we got ducky tracks on the sand. Ducks have been hanging around down here. So, how many golf balls do we have? I can see three. They are all white. And none of them are particularly easy to get to. Well, I guess one of them is. Do I want it? Now, can I even go that way? There's a sandbar right in the middle. Oh, I guess I could walk along this piece of bark that's precariously placed right there. That's good. That'll work. All right. So we've got one that's kind of across the water and in a spot that we're not going to be able to get until I actually create my golf ball retrieval tool. In the meantime, I'll pick up this golf ball. What is it? It's a Top Flight number 2. It is white, so it's not super exciting, but yeah, I'll put it in my pocket anyway. There are people golfing today. There were a couple guys on this green that's right up here when I showed up, and there's another golf ball. I might actually be able to get that one somehow. It's sort of lodged into the bank of the creek. Very odd. Very odd. So, yeah, there's people golfing. But, yeah, it's... Oh, God. Is there one right here, too, under this leaf? Yep. Somebody stepped on one and drove it down into the ground. It is a Bridgestone number 2. And it's kind of muddy, so I'm going to rinse it off in the creek. Since I don't have a golf ball washer. Golf ball washer. Golf ball washer. You know what I need right now? That's right. A clean, logo-free design. Hard anodized coatings available in a rainbow of beautiful colors. I also need a high-performance internal spiral brush for getting the toughest soil from golf bars. Now here's the weird part. Am I going to be able to actually walk up here? No, somebody did that and they sank into the mud 2 inches there. I have my really good shoes on. Well, I mean, they're not really good. They're just my best shoes, which is pathetic. But in order to get any more golf balls, we're going to have to backtrack here a little bit. walk across the bark again, come over here to the sand pit where the, you know what, here's a rubber band that looks strangely like another rubber band I have. I'm going to take this rubber band because this looks just like the rubber band that came with the OP1 accessories. Put that in my pocket, which I have been using a little bit more. What did I do? Oh yeah, I figured out how to use the crank with the tape mechanism. But we can get to that in a little bit. Now, where's that other golf ball? I'm back up on the bank, and I have to... I can't even see where that is. There's a golf ball that got driven into the bank here somewhere. And now I can't see it from this angle. It's like hunting for mushrooms. You gotta check all the angles, kids. All the angles. So let's go over here. We're gonna walk 10 meters up the street. Oh, there's another golf ball in the creek. In die Wasser. Fern ist meine Golfball in die Wasser. Oh, and here's one too, now at the base of my feet. These two golf balls are 1 meter apart from each other. One is in the water, one is not in the water. Am I going to be able to get to this one? We need a stick. Okay, I didn't really intend for today to become golf ball finding day. But it happens. Yeah, this is when I need a stick, a golf ball retrieval tool. Because I can get to this golf bar, and I can dig it out of the mud in the bottom of the creek, but I cannot reach it. So I'm going to knock it into the middle of the creek, because I got a strategy. I'm smart. I am smart monkey boy. I'm a monkey in the big jungle looking for lots of golf balls. I'm a... Ooh, look in the mud right here. It's that Big Mati. Big Mati tracks. Wow. Big Mati tracks. He was walking along here, and he walked up here, and he was walking around. He was probably looking for golf balls. And it just occurred to me, I'm not going to be able to get onto that side of the creek, am I? I am now standing in mud. How am I going to get over there? If I can't get over there, I'm not going to be able to get three golf balls. Am I having anxiety? Am I having golf ball anxiety? Do I really need those three golf balls? You know, no, I don't. But I do have to walk up here to see what this fluorescent green thing is, because I noticed another one downstream. What's... why are... oh, they are Nerf darts, or the equivalent. Okay, turning back around. Oh, right as the wind comes blowing down the valley. Brutal, 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 brutal. Brutal, brutal. And it occurs to me that we're going to have to build a bridge. We got to build a bridge. Oh, and I thought, I'll just go over there and pick up that log. Oh, I just remembered. I don't have the strength to pick up entire giant logs. Because I'm just a regular human being. Not really. But, you know, super strength is not my superpower. So we devise another solution. We get another stick. I got a different stick. It's a longer stick. It's got forky branch business on the end. And we can use that. See, we're not going to get those. There's two golf balls we're not going to get. I can't be bothered. But this one, we can just brush it through the water with the stick until it rolls right up into the Mati tracks. One golf ball in Mati tracks. Alright, what do we got? We got another Top Flight number 2. Somebody's playing with Top Flight number 2s. It has a big slicing problem. Oh, we got Top Flight number 2s. Today, I feel like taking my shoes off, walking through the water. Is that a smart thing to do, Tobe? Are we being smart right now, Tobe? Kinda. I feel like I'm being smart. How badly do I want those other two golf balls? See, normally we would approach this problem by just going down into the sandbar area, and then we would walk right up to the picnic table dam. This is a broken picnic table that was thrown into the creek many years ago. And it has created a little dam in the creek. Well, it doesn't really hold any water back, but it collects brush and stuff. So we come down here like this. Now see, we used to be able to just walk right up there, but now we can't, because now there's water. So we walk on this giant piece of bark. We cross over here like this. Okay, we can't get that golf ball there. That one's getting left for somebody. Now, how we would approach the picnic table is muddy and soft and way too soft. And I don't know. Can we get some sticks over there to stand on? I'm feeling determined, but how are we going to get back? And now I'm sort of, that's a little bit too soft. Yeah. No. I'm calling it. We're done. We don't need the last two golf balls. We really don't. I have so many freaking golf balls at home. Why am I even picking up these white ones? I should only be... Yeah, there's one right there. I should be just looking for the exotic colored golf balls. Oh, and that reminds me. Somebody just got to the tee and screwed up a shot. Did it come down here? No. There's people up there shooting right now. Sweet. But I did have dreams about golf balls. Yeah, I had a dream that I found like a dark blue, a light blue, a purple. Basically, I found all the rarest golf balls that we've been looking for. I found a couple of different greens. Okay, we're going to hang out down here for just a few more minutes to see if the people who are playing now manage to hit any balls to me. Because I want golf balls. Well, you know, just the colored ones. Okay, but I'm also looking for another big stick. No, I'm not going for that one in the mud. We gotta call it. It doesn't matter, Tobe. We've already got plenty of golf balls. And that guy's hooked his. It went over there. All right. I'm gonna bail. I'm just gonna get out of here and walk on home. But oh yeah, I'm gonna be heading up into the wind. And I don't want you to listen to wind. So instead, why don't you listen to this? Sasa, onige nasai, Miko-san, Miko-san, onige nasai. Doste tsuite kon desho, Kuma-san, Kuma-san, omite oshi. Yappa, barechaimashita.
Miko-san, Miko-san, Kuma de Mura no Miko-san, Mekoide, Mekoide, Sotaka Koto Nebete, Nichon Mo, Nechon Mo, Namiko Ake Keke, Dan 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 Dan, Kuma Miko Jansuda, Kuma Miko Dashidashi, Oda Naya, Sousa Somi, Ashita no Konamura, Nanda Kanda, Tsutto Happy Days, Yatta Happy Days.
ching. Yeah, hi, everybody. Mina-chan super happy. Yeah, I know I'm super happy because I'm drinking tea. Oh, yeah. I can't get enough. Yeah. Dahong Pao. In case you were wondering, yeah, Dahong Pao. Oh, so what's going on? What else is happening here at Action Base 5? Well, you know, in further efforts to stave off the advances of Eurorack enthusiasts, I have been playing with my toys a little bit. Piano. Isn't that fun? Yes, it is. I can run it backwards. All right, and in case you missed it, here's what we came up with yesterday. Oh, wait, if we're going to do it, we might as well sort of make it a little performance here. See if we can do something kind of cool. Oh, nope. yeah, no, I forgot. We can't do this right now because I started a new thing. Sort of. Let's go back. Rewind. Let's put both these parts back in. Am I doing this right? Apparently. And this is the four bars we came up with yesterday. Yeah, pretty damn awesome. I like it too. And I thought, yeah, I want to develop that some more. I want to take that somewhere. I think I might want to make that into a song. And so I did some research last night and I'm learning how to use this thing a little bit more. And I learned a few things. One, I can use different sections of the tape and do stuff and blah, blah, blah. I can put the crank on the blue knob and I can crank through the tape. I can manually scrub the tape. So here I am turning the handle backwards slowly. And I can stop and I can speed up. And we're back at the beginning. Let's listen to it hand cranked. I can't maintain a proper speed. Anyway, so that's just a fun thing that I'm going to mess with at some point. I did actually start making another section. I started making another four bars. I decided, okay, we'll go into some chord progression. But now that I'm listening to this, I don't like it. I've added like one or two drums, and then I changed the little bell part. The bell is now an arpeggio. The bass goes through the bass notes of the progression. It's just a D minor chord. And I don't know. See if you like it. Do I like this? I don't know. You know, it's kind of okay. I don't know if we can go directly into loop number one, into this one. But I've been trying to solo over this a little bit. where this might be going, right? We can kind of get something out of that. I wanted to use this. This is sort of my lead instrument. Some weird thing that is technically strings, but it sounds like a double reed instrument, like a shawm or something. But it doesn't want to voice the way I need it to. Although I can kind of get close. You know, that original part sounds like this. And that'll work with this. There's something about the velocity curve of this patch, and I haven't been able to figure out how to fix it. I did mess with this for about 20 minutes last night, adjusting parameters and doing stuff. I can't figure out how to instantly figure out a way to do it. I'm sure there's a way. Once I eventually get into how the synth engines work, if I can even get into the synth engines, then yeah, we can tweak it around and do some stuff. So in the meantime, we just have this loop. Yeah, it's a bit nerve-wracking to play that just because, one, the keys are super tiny and I cannot figure out how to get my fingers, and I don't even have that big of fingers, really. But anyway, the good thing about that particular patch The one thing that's good about this is if when you do screw up and you accidentally hit more notes than once, it sounds like a trill. It sounds like maybe you did it on purpose. That one I did do on purpose. That one I did not. Because these keys are so small, you have to... And I'm trying to use my thumb at the same time. But being as my thumb is three times larger than each of the keys, you know, you gotta crab your hand up in here. So I'm playing with my fingers curled under so I can get my fingers in line with my thumb. And so when I've tried to play with my thumb, I'm hitting two notes at a time. Right, so that's where we are with that. That's why I was trying to do a little bit of soloing with the piano. Because, you know, with the piano, at least I got some normalcy in my velocity. And is that what I'm looking for in life? Normalcy and velocity? Maybe. Thank you. make those jumps either. Just a four-note jump, I can't make because I gotta play these. Stop this damn thing. I also have fingernails. I'm one of those people who is cursed, one of those wannabe musicians who is cursed to have fingernails. And being as these keys are nice, hard plastic, my fingers just go sliding right off of them. So I'm going to have to obviously go to the skateboard store, buy me some cool multicolored grip tape, and then I'm going to come down here back home and I'm going to grip tape these keys so my fingers don't slide off. That could be a thing. That could be a thing for me to do. So let's find an empty spot on the tape here. And let's find us my bells. Where's my bells? Oh, that's right. I forgot that I found this thing last night. This funny little patch. Let's go back here, kids. Let's try this one. That sounds hella better. Maybe we need to take that up an octave. Now it sounds all Koto-y, doesn't it? Yeah, it kind of does. I would love to sit here and tell you all more about it, but I, my friends, have run out of time. Again, you've been listening to the Dubious Synthesizer Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC when we're not looking for golf balls on a non-radio. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.